response.
Is your business struggling to be seen, not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, line starts here.
Joining us right now, because there's a horrible accident which is inconveniencing a lot of people and causing all kinds of weird traffic stuff to go on well south of Buffalo, meteorologist Andy Parker with an update on that area, but also Western New York as a whole. Andy, it is always a great pleasure to have you with us. And first things first, do you want to take your victory lap now? Because you nailed that forecast yesterday at this time.
Yeah, you know what? We did for most of the communities. And we got the north towns. Niagara County nailed that. You know, they had their 4 to 6 inches. And we certainly hit the 1 to 2 foot range in the spots that we expected. It's the in-betweens where I'm going to say we underperformed. And I have no problem admitting that. The Lake Snowban that blew through Buffalo yesterday was probably 2 to 3 times faster than expected. So while there was a burst of snow, it didn't amount to the number of inches that we were thinking around. We were figuring the city at the low end would get 4. They ended up with about 1.5 inches, but it certainly did whip through there. So, you know, I'll take my licks on that one, but certainly we got the north and the south good. In the middle, consider yourself lucky, I guess.
You know, Andy, after our conversation yesterday, I wasn't surprised, obviously, with the schools to the south of the city being closed today, but some of the north towns ones did rather shock me.
That one, I'm not sure how that decision came through. I know, I had been conversing with a few of the decision makers for the Southtown school districts, and they had been in discussions looking at the three pieces of the puzzle. The amount of snow was obviously going to be what the front and center. The blowing of the snow to reduce the visibilities, and then and the cold that was going to be there. The wind chills of -15 in the morning. They didn't think that amount of snow at the time it was going to be ending was going to allow sidewalks and edges of the road to be clear for kids to either walk or wait for the bus. And it was an easy call for the South Towns on that one. You know, 1 to 2 feet of snow, shut it down for a day, clean it up, and get back at it. Now, the North Towns, I'm not sure what the rationale was there. The snow had ended early. The cold was an element. But sometimes, and this is what I've heard, is that sometimes they will close a school if a large enough area is under like a snow emergency situation, where school teachers that teach in the North Towns come from the South Towns. So, you know, there might have been some of that. I'm not privy to what the decisions were in those areas, but I can tell you the South Towns looked at those three elements and made the call.
My goodness, Andy, where were all of those decision makers when you and I were going to school? Because I don't think they existed until maybe the last 15 years.
Yeah, it was a lot of look out the window at 5 a.m. And what do you think?
So I know that this may be old news to some people, and we do want to get into what's happening right now. Obviously, bad situation on the 90 and Route 5 and Route 20 westbound by Dunkirk. But you want to go through some of the, you mentioned one, but the champion snow totals. I know Eden is ringing a good old corn bell right now.
Yes, they are, 100%. Eden was kind of in the pivot point of that snow band. So whether it pivoted a little north and south, Eden was still right in the middle. We're hearing anything from 18 to 24. And I'm going to be honest, it's tough to go out and put the ruler in the ground because we had so much drifting of the snow out there. Where even town to town, there's variations. But it's between 10 and 20 inches from Angola, Eden, North Boston, East Aurora, Orchard Park, Hamburg. And the wildest situation, one we talked about yesterday, was how West Seneca was either in or out. And the snow came up like a razor's edge to anything south of Southgate Plaza. You saw some snow. And the closer you got to Orchard Park, the more you had to shovel. Folks that were on the north end of West Seneca, where it abuts Chickawaga and downtown Buffalo, West Seneca didn't get anything. Well, your portion of West Seneca didn't get anything, and the southern portion did, and the same thing could be said for Lancaster. If you live in the very south edge of Lancaster, you got clipped. If you lived in the center and the north, it really didn't touch you, and it was a sharp, sharp change from whiteout conditions to nothing.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, real people tell their stories live on stage.
I burst into tears. And I wasn't sure if I was crying because I hadn't been kissed in a really long time or if I had just never been kissed like that before.
To hear fascinating, heartbreaking, and sometimes hilarious stories from astronauts, teachers, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.
May I just tell you, I was especially impressed by your, shall we say, accuracy with respect to West Seneca. We specifically talked about West Seneca this time yesterday.
Yeah, that was going to be one. I mean, it was touch and go. It came right up to the edge of that. And like I said, if you live in West Seneca and your kids go to Orchard Park, you know why they closed school. If you live in West Seneca and you're in the North Towns by Gardenville or Winchester, you're Clinton, you didn't get touched. And as a matter of fact, somebody on Clinton Street said they had some green grass poking through. And that is not the case just a couple miles away. You know, we've got that snow band, Tom. It's coming back up north right now. It's not as intense as it was, but if from the accidents that we're hearing on the thruway, it's enough that it's going to cause some issues out there if you're not careful. So we're seeing this right now beginning to lift back north. Dunkirk is the bottom part of this. It runs right up along the lake, Silver Creek, Lake Erie Beach, inland through the Boston Hills. So the 219 from around Concord up to the North Boston exit by the Tim Hortons there. That's where the north end of this is. It goes all the way to Strikersville inland, but then it's really just flurries there. So this burst of snow is going to work its way northward. It's going to take a couple hours to cross each location. It's not moving as fast as what we had yesterday in the afternoon. So everyone will see a few more inches out of this. No one's going to get buried, but you're going to have to shovel again by the time we get to the I would say by sunset, maybe 7 o'clock, it's through Orchard Park, and then the city is where it's just going to kind of fade away a little bit and provide several inches of snow from 7 to 10 p.m.
So basically what you're saying is at least through the early evening hours, the snow, well, it'll hang out in the South Towns, but those guys are kind of used to it at this point. But it will drift also into the city of Buffalo, and I imagine it's probably going to maintain this straight line formation more or less, and it will peter out as far as people in the North Towns, that they don't have to worry?
That's correct. Yeah, this is going to get up to Buffalo and then extend along the thruway out to Batavia. It's going to have a steady snow, but it's not going to be that blinding combination of wind and snow that we had yesterday. It's going to be enough to put several inches on the ground. And as it slides a little bit further north to the Tonawandas, it really does lose its intensity and provides them maybe a fresh inch on top of what they got up there. So not a huge impact for us tonight, but something to take note of is that if you are going to be doing some driving, you're going to deal with it. Tomorrow, the snow comes back for everybody, kind of an all play, as we mentioned. So we're all going to see some snow on Wednesday to the tune of, I think, maybe 3 to 5 inches of snow as this blows through. And then another shot of cold and some lake effect. And if you want to talk at another day on that when we can get more specific, just know that it's not done. This week is going to be a very active week and a bitter, bitter cold weekend ahead.
Oh, did you say specifics? Because I have one final question, and it is rather on the specific side. As you know, right now, the 90 westbound is closed in the Dunkirk area, by the Dunkirk exit, 90 westbound. And obviously, there's going to be a lot of extra traffic on routes 5 and 20. And for those people who are either caught in that situation or find themselves in need of driving through that area over the next hour or two, you want to tell them what they can reasonably expect weather-wise, Andy?
Yeah, here's the thing. If you're getting put off on one of the side roads there, 20 runs just about parallel to the thruway. So anywhere from Brandt all the way to Sheridan and Dunkirk. And once you get past Dunkirk, it all opens up. 5, the thruway, 20, everything looks good. But really, once you hit Eden, Angola, is where you're going to, that exit there, that's where you're going to pick up the snow, and you're going to drive right through that all the way to Dunkirk. So I'm not sure by how the crow flies how many miles that is, but you could probably, looking at the cameras, I would essentially say whatever your time is through that section of the road, you're going to double it.
It's, or maybe even more. We'll see if we can't get people to call in to tell us what's going on down there. We have the press release from the New York State Police. Andy, one quick thing. Obviously, you may be contacted and followed on every social media platform. Just type in Andy Parker Weather. But as we mentioned yesterday, you are awesome because you offer a personalized weather service. If somebody ever has to go from point A to point B at a certain period of time on a certain day, you are able to give them some guidance. How do people get in touch with you to take part in the world of Andy Parker?
Sure thing. Yeah, all you've got to do is text the word weather to 503-ANDY. It's 503-2639. 503-2639. If you type the word weather, you'll get an immediate response with some information, a link on where to go to get all the great images that we put out and make things really simple for you to understand. If you have a question that you can't get answered somewhere else, go ahead and ask it just like you're sending it to a friend, and we get back to you right away.
You know, Andy, I did screenshot one of your videos, and I used AI to make you wear a bikini. Is that okay?
Well, as long as it's polka dot, you know?
Well, of course, duh. I was trying to choose between striped and polka dot. I went with the polka dot. Andy Parker, you are awesome. Thank you so much.
Anytime, Tom.
Andy Parker, and I'm telling you, that man is the best. He is awesome.
I'm Susie Welch, the host of Becoming You, a podcast where I help you stop living by default and start living by design. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.